Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 30, Part 2. Little Star held up her hoof.
Is that because she's the Night Chosen, or that she was given to you?
Little Star asked Twilight.
Both on their own would mark one as a good pony. Together just means that she's even more so.
Twilight told her daughter.
So you're special to both my moms?
Little Star asked with the innocence of youth.
I'm certainly hoping to earn that station.
Candace said while she gave Little Star a light nuzzle. Little Star hugs Candace's neck.
Then make sure to keep Mommy Twilight well fed with hay burgers so she doesn't eat Mommy Luna.
Twilight had a slight blush, Rarity looked askance, and Applejack looked judgmentally at Little Star.
You are too young for this sort of talk.
Little Star looked unhappily at Applejack.
Why?
Applejack clearly wanted a face hoof, but did not.
How about you go play with your friends?
Twilight added. Little Star looked at her mother for a long moment. Lighting her horn, suddenly another filly turned up next to her, precariously on Candace's back.
Mommy, can you help Scootaloo fly? She only has Earth Pony magic. And if Mommy Luna can help Candace, then can you help my friend?
Little Star asked excitedly.
Earth Pony magic!
Scootaloo blurted out while she hopped off of Candace.
But I have wings, and I can walk on clouds! How does that make any sense?
Little Star looked to her friend and assumed a sitting lecture position. Raising a single hoof, she began.
That's because you have a permanent cloud walking enchantment. What about me pushing the scooter?
The orange filly exclaimed.
That's using Earth Pony strength.
Little Star added.
So it's not my fault that I can't fly?
The realization started to hit her as tears welled up in her eyes. Twilight's eyes suddenly seemed to be dragged to Fluttershy. After a moment, her eyes widened.
Of course I'll help.
Twilight lifted both fillies in Aurora and pulled them into a hug. She looked happy as she nuzzled both of them. Having a pony to help seemed to flip a switch in Twilight. She was full of energy and alive. Add to that the proud smile that she had for her daughter, and it seemed like she might not sleep for a year. Candace could see that there was a hint of Twilight's immense power shifting within her as a thoughtful look crossed her face.
Maybe you should ask your guardians first, Twilight?
Twilight looked up and nodded once.
That sounds like a good idea.
Little Star's horn lit up, and two rather surprised mares were suddenly standing before Twilight.
What did we talk about teleporting ponies without their permission unless it's an emergency?
Twilight whispered without moving her face at all. It was almost inaudible to Candace's spell-augmented hearing. Little Star ducked her head.
But I thought this was an emergency! My friend Scootaloo can't fly!
She responded just as quietly. Twilight kissed Little Star just below the horn.
If there's no danger of harm and waiting will cause an issue, it's safer to just ask first.
Twilight looked up to the two mares.
Do you know of Scootaloo's condition?
She started before putting a privacy spell around them. Candace got to see how Twilight's privacy spell made every word said seem like math formulas if he tried to read lips.
Revealing Light would hate that version of the spell.
Candace thought. Insight pondered for a moment.
She'd probably try to form out if the formulas actually could be translated back into words if you took time to decrypt them.
With the party dying down, Pinky burst into action using her talents to get ponies having fun. A Scootaloo-shaped blur rushed past and slammed into Rainbow Dash. The filly spoke so fast that it would have taken a time dilation spell to clearly make out what was being said. The words fly, lesson, weekend, yay, please, fly, teach, excited, flying, and such were able to be picked out of the word soup. With a new reason to celebrate, the party was renewed. After that, the party took off with games and activities. The foals were having fun and many of the adults were sitting around talking. Candace found herself looking at Twilight with a mix of pride and love. Her determination to help Scootaloo was just another thing about Twilight that she discovered she found so appealing. After a moment, Twilight met her eyes. She seemed shocked for a brief moment, then pleased, and finally shifted to being embarrassed.
It was nothing.
She said, sheepishly looking away. Moving to Twilight, Candace still had that look on her face.
Well, looks like your daughter beat me to one of the things I was gonna ask you about.
Twilight tilted her head with interest.
You were? I had planned to ask if you would consider helping hybrids and the magically damaged by opening up your guard to them.
Candace nodded her head towards the overexcited filly that was assaulting Rainbow Dash with words. Twilight couldn't help but let a happy grin return to her features. Candace continued.
By the looks of it though, you have all the drive you need to already. The look I saw on your face when you realized they could help Scootaloo was priceless and heartwarming.
Twilight moved closer and whispered.
You're a good pony.
A look of appreciation was upon her face as she stole a quick kiss. Candace saw a quick movement of light pink in the corner of the room. As she looked over, she saw that Fluttershy had a perfect view of the kiss. Fluttershy, for her part, just had a quiet smile on her face that looked more encouraging than anything else. Twilight followed Candace's gaze and saw Fluttershy looking at her with the same smile. She then gave Fluttershy a look that Candace didn't quite catch, but her wings seemed to move invitingly. Candace saw Fluttershy blush rather brightly, but after a moment she nodded her head in a short and rapid nod.
Did Twilight do what I think she just did?
Insight asked.
I think so, but I'm honestly not sure. I only saw her wing movements.
Candace replied. Twilight materialized a note of some kind in front of Fluttershy. As she read it, her blush intensified. Suddenly, she hid the note and went back to one of the animals that were visiting the party. Looking around, Candace noticed a rather curious look on Rarity's face as she was looking in Fluttershy's direction. Quietly, Candace asked Twilight,
"What was that about?"
Twilight turned back to Candace with a smirk on her face. A copy of the note was suddenly floating in front of her.
"As I just found out earlier tonight, a princess is allowed a harem. Are you interested?"
Candace was a little surprised, but in a good way. She looked back up at Twilight with a smile that said she liked the idea.
"I hadn't even thought about that being an option that you would want to consider. Looks like I really need to drop any preconceptions I had about you."
Twilight replied,
"I have been picking up a thing or two from Luna,"
she said with a knowing smirk. Candace noticed Twilight put an illusion spell up. The only thing Candace could deduce was that it was focused on her mane and tail.
"Well, that looks promising. I have to say, this was a very unexpected turn of events,"
Insight said to Candace, who just mentally nodded back. Twilight whispered to Candace,
"I'm gonna get some refreshments. I'll be right back."
Twilight wandered off for a bit and came back with some refreshments in her aura, and two other ponies in tow. The illusion on her mane and tail were now gone.
"Candace, I'd like to introduce you to another friend of mine, Starlight, and her friend Trixie. Starlight, Trixie, this is Candace. She's my new guard. Luna gifted her to me from her night guard."
Spending a moment to study Twilight, Candace could see that, like when dealing with the elements, Twilight was acting a little odd. She was holding something back, acting more like her file said that she should be. Twilight effortlessly distributed the drinks, Rainbow zipping by and greedily guzzling half the new cider without a second thought.
"Thanks, Twi!"
she said as she headed off to go talk to Scootaloo. Twilight rolled her eyes and had a good-natured smile at her friend's antics. For a moment, her eyes hungrily followed the mare's flights. She rapidly shook her head and looked away. Candace noticed a single mote of flame being smothered by Twilight's magic. Rarity discreetly glanced to Rainbow, then back to Twilight as if observing pieces of a puzzle. Candace slightly shook her head at the speedy cyan blur before turning her attention back to Starlight and Trixie.
"So, how are you two doing?"
After finding out about Celestia's manipulations, it was hard not to be a little wary of a mare that was listed as an expert mentalist with a somewhat checkered past. Starlight paused slightly, giving Trixie the opportunity to go first. With a flick of her mane, the show mare spoke first.
"The great and powerful Trixie and her friend Starlight are doing well. Welcome to Ponyville,"
a smiling Starlight said, holding her hoof out in greeting. But something about the smile seemed forced. Candace took her hoof and returned the gesture.
"You're wearing a diverse showing, Candace. Might want to check that,"
Insight interjected. Candace took a moment to consider that. Mentally, she went over the fact that Starlight had reformed and deserved the benefit of the doubt. Because of the fact that Starlight had used mind control on the elements, that was proving hard to give despite her best efforts. Starlight looked past Candace. Raising an eyebrow, Candace looked around, following her gaze. Twilight was off to one side, whispering to Fluttershy. Starlight moved a little closer, raising an invisible privacy spell around them.
"If you're Twilight's guard, then there's something you need to know,"
Starlight said in a whisper. Candace's wings twitched just slightly. She prepared to use her disruption at a moment's notice if she felt mind magic. Starlight continued hesitantly, her eyes full of concern.
"Twilight has been through a lot. She is currently on a hair trigger. Anything so much as looks at her or one that she cares about funny, well, a single timber wolf was spread over a few acres of fort. Well, alright. It would be more accurate to call that area a crater now."
Candace considered her words for a moment, but after having felt the power of Luna, what Starlight described wasn't that far off from her expectations at this point.
"Yep, sounds like the alicorn of magic to me."
Starlight just shook her head.
"She was never like this before. She was always so careful. She never used to throw around what I can only guess are war spells against things that can easily be driven off. You didn't happen to use any mind magic on her, did you?"
Candace asked with straightforward honesty. Starlight recoiled as if struck.
"Of course not! What sort of pony do you think I am?"
Candace raised her eyebrow at her. She felt it should be obvious considering the things Starlight had done.
"Fine. Just look after her, or else you will have to answer to me,"
Starlight said in anger.
"I'm far more worried about answering to myself than Luna if I fail that. You are not my concern. However, what you are is Twilight's friend, and that means something to me. I think you may have misinterpreted my question as a judgment against you. That is not the case. I was just asking to see if you had tried mind magic to help soothe her trauma.
Starlight considered that for a moment. Sighing slightly, she answered in a much calmer voice.
I could come up with a spell to do it, but no, I did not. Luna is the mind healer. I assume that she is helping her?
Candace kindly looked into Starlight's eyes.
I honestly don't know if she is or not. I intend to be here for her in any way that she needs, though.
Candace glanced towards Twilight, a fond expression on her muzzle.
You don't have anything to worry about as far as her safety with me. So long as you keep her safe, we won't have a problem.
Starlight interjected. Candace nodded and continued.
Also, I don't feel like I'm in any place to judge you. I know what you did, but you have, as far as I can tell, redeemed yourself. In addition, Twilight trusts you. You're a counselor at her school of friendship. Your anger at my question seems disproportionate to my inquiry, so would you like to start over? I'm hoping to be friends here.
Candace said, holding out her hoof.
All right.
Starlight said, bumping hooves with Candace.
Just maybe not so much of the accusing ponies of mind control, especially near Twilight's. She might cast first, ask questions later currently. Understood. I know there's still a lot to learn to catch up here. Twilight should be briefing me soon. For the moment, though, I think your friend Trixie is getting bored.
Candace said as she looked over at the Azure Showmare.
I should get back to her before she starts turning everything into teacups again.
Starlight dropped her privacy spell and took off to be with her friend. Candace struggled a bit at that. Her worries about Starlight were soundly defeated, with Starlight's reaction to the accusation.
Well, at least the price of teacups had dropped in recent months.
Candace joked. That was a very firm introduction on Candace's part, but I guess all was well, for the most part. Now let's get on to our cool donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldheart, J10Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Dash of Evergreen. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Crazy Color 557, Stu Hex, or Brother of Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Riot Soul, Maverick, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.